lizard, you can't smell, you're on.
Podcast. This is episode 232, and we've been doing this for so long. I wrote down 222, then thought it looked wrong somehow. Yeah, I remember the good old days when I was all excited to make it to episode 10. That seemed like an accomplishment, doing 10 episodes. Now I almost shorted myself. 10 full episodes, just with a flick of the pen, because, back then, I was all proud of my new website, www.gruntfreepress.com. I had these grand dreams of reviewing every single game that I played. Yeah, what a naive young man I was. I thought it was going to change the world with my shitty, half-assed video game reviews. Now I'm pretty sure I just recorded almost the exact same episode about the Master Chief Collection twice. And I'm also equally assured that nobody's going to notice. I'm pretty sure when the fucking game came out, I said pretty much the same exact thing about it on Xbox One. But whatever. It's Christmas, or almost Christmas, or after Christmas. You do you, whatever you're doing. You can send your musical birthday cards to Absolute Deicide, the true king of the Jews, to podcast@gruntfreepress.com. It's free, so fellow Jews, rejoice. What's funny is after that entire hour dedicated to Halo Reach, last week's episode, I'm very, very close to retiring that game, just not playing Reach anymore, which I pretty much haven't played all week anyway, so it's pretty much retired at this point. taking it out behind Santa's workshop and running it over with a dozen reindeer, trample it with hooves. So yeah, Halo Reach makes me fucking mad. You know, it's like, it's almost like they listened to that episode and everything that I said that annoyed me in the game, they cranked the knob up on. Every other game I was playing was fucking like SWAT on Boardwalk or playing against some clan and the score was like 50 to 15, you know, like 50 was the fucking other team, obviously, and like fucking say, oh, cool, my team just can't do anything. I can't do anything. Infuriating. I just start fucking sprinting around, just feeding the other team kills when it gets like that, where it's like, this is no way we're going to fucking come back, so just please just fucking kill me as quick as possible. Also in the game, too, but yeah, when it gets like that, you know, it's just not fun. And I swear that people are cheating when they don't, it's like some people they just don't miss any fucking shots, like across the map with the fucking, you know, DMR, you can barely fucking see like a pixel and fucking it's like, oh, fucking just headshot over and over, like they don't miss. But more than likely, it could just be people who just never stop playing Halo like I did. Like they're probably just always, you know, just all I play is Halo every day and that's all they do. And going back to it now, I think I made the right choice. Just fucking like stopping it and playing other shit. Because yeah, I mean, then I switched to like Modern Warfare and I play games where there's like a 10-point score difference and like domination that happens pretty regularly. And comparatively, it seems to be like there's a minimum amount of bullshit going on. There's still bullshit going on in fucking Modern Warfare, don't get me wrong. There's still like occasionally you run into people who are just like sliding around with fucking pistols. And again, just like shooting, aiming, there'll be like a guy in a bush somewhere. And you see somebody with a, you know, a pistol with no scope on it, just flipping around, fucking sliding around a corner and just like flipping around and just like, oh, fucking shoots a bush and gets like a headshot of somebody in there. It's just like sitting perfectly still and it's just like something's going, like I don't know, dude, like something's just not right there. But I mean, again, compared to fucking Halo Reach, where it just seems like every game is just like, what the fuck is this? Like, what the hell is going on? Again, it could just be the fact that this people are a hell of a lot better than me, believe it or not. But it's just like, dude, there's no fucking like ranking or whatever. And it's just like the people that are left playing that are just like the majority of them are probably, you know, Halo purists, like Halo fucking enthusiasts, like, and going into it, it's just like, I don't know, dude, I can't like fucking this. Like I tried for a little bit, but I don't know if I can just fucking just keep going in and just getting my fucking ass handed to me all the time. Not fun. You know what I mean? So you know, again, I play like Modern Warfare. It's like I'm not great, but it's like I can. There's enough people that also aren't great that even if there's no ranking, like the fucking probability of getting matched up with other people who aren't good like me is fucking a lot higher than playing fucking Halo Reach. So I'm just like, yeah, why am I playing like this old fucking game like Reach? You know what I mean? To be honest, like I kind of want. I was planning to get like the TIE fighter looking helmet that I used to wear back when I did play fucking Reach when it was new, but even the way they do like the cosmetic unlocks in the Master Chief collection, it's kind of gay. I remember the original Halo Reach, never forget. I think the unlock and the cosmetic shit was random, like almost loot boxes that everybody hates now, or maybe, you know what it was, I think it was you just earned currency just by playing. Like the longer you played, the more currency, and there was some like, oh, you know, you did good in a match, you get these commendation medals, and then fucking like, oh, here's more points if you win and all this shit. But you get, you know, just by playing, you'd rank up currency pretty much. And I think there was like a store you just like bought what you wanted, and you know, the rarer stuff would cost more credits, obviously, but you could like save up and buy like the most expensive thing in the game at first, you know what I mean? Like, so, you know, it just fucking like, oh, I want this, I'll just save up and buy what I want. I'm pretty sure that's how they did it. It's just probably the best way to handle that. Not fucking, now with Reach, like the new, the fucking Master Chief Collection version of Reach, they have, seasons, which kind of works like a battle pass, But it's free, I guess. That's something. It's like you have to buy it. Like you're buying like a battle pass where, you know, everybody just unlocks the same shit like linearly. Just one after the other. It's like, all right, you unlock this thing, you've leveled up, you ranked up or whatever by playing, and then here's the next thing you get, and here's the next thing. It's just like in a line. So yeah, and because it's like by season, it's like, I don't know when the season ends. I mean, it's probably on a website somewhere or whatever, 343's or Microsoft's like social media or some bullshit, but I don't know who goes to websites anymore. who uses fucking social media? I don't. I remember I used to love like the reels. They like first introduced like the real seasons in Halo games. Bro, I think they had them in like the original Reach. They were like seasons, but they had ranks with them. You know what I mean? So, and that was for game types that weren't awful, that weren't fucking MLG bullshit. It was like fucking like, oh, he's going to like the ranked playlist and you're going up and down and all this shit. And, you know, you'd see how high you could get. And it had have like a stat that would save too. Would be like, I think the stat is like, you know, I think they have it in the Master Chief Collection too. It's like, you know, the highest rank achieved in like season one or two, you know, et cetera, all that shit. Where you can just see, like, oh, well, season one, I did this. Season two, this is my rank. And games, like, still do that. Yeah, I know, like, Overwatch is something similar. It's not, yeah, it's not like, it's not, oh, MLG Overwatch. You know, where everybody can only play as Widowmaker or whatever. Like, this is not over. It's just like, no, you play Overwatch, like, competitive. It's the same thing as casual, just ranked. And like, here's what you got. You try to get as high as you can for the season. And you know, you're not playing on a fucking flat map with every piece of fucking geometry removed for if you want to play like the seasons or whatever. But I'll stop myself because it's, you know, it's Christmas, and that can mean only one thing: the Vietnam War. So yeah, I saw this Vietnam game on Steam called Radio Commander, and the premise seemed to be a lot like that game, indie game. I think it was just like a demo, Killer Frequency, I played months ago. We're in Killer Frequency, or like a radio DJ that was trapped in a studio, and you were just like picking multiple choice dialogue options to help these victims that would call in who were trying to escape a serial killer. And I really enjoyed that game. And it's like fucking like, all right, well, this seems like a similar thing, but it's set in the fucking Nam, so it must be fucking intense and fucking badass. Should be pretty good. Turns out not particularly good. So being a radio commander is a boring job. The majority of the time you're looking at a map, and you place these tokens on the map, like where all of this, your squads are, and you communicate back and forth with them, trying to confirm their position, tell them where to move to, at what speed you want them to go. If they spot enemies, gooks, I believe that the period appropriate vernacular would be, and you're trying to decide, like, you know, should they try to engage these guys or retreat, or should you call them like a medevac if they get injured, and tell them to rape villagers and send in Dr. Manhattan in blackface if things start to get hairy, you know, just like a real Vietnam War simulator, like what really happened. So that sounds good, right? And it should be, kind of, but then I'm playing a Radio Commander, and like the voice acting, you know, it's a game where you're on the radio the entire time, so you'd think like they'd spend a lot of effort trying to make the voice acting really on point. But it's pretty shitty. It's really robotic. It's just fucking, you know, Alpha Squad, confirm position, and there's like silence for like 30 seconds, and like radio will click in. This is Alpha Squad. We're at position 35 east, 320 north. No sign of hostiles. Over. And like that's like the entire game. It's just like that. It gets grating. I mean, that would be pretty cool if it was like, you know, if it was like the 90s, like that's kind of like the sewer shark directions, 0, 9, or 30 fucking blah, blah, whatever, dude, you know, you fucking like doing that, like it's fine for that. And it's because it's like a simple, stupid thing, like Simon Says type thing, but you're just like trying to communicate with these people and it's just not, like it doesn't come off very good. I mean, Radio Commander came out this year. Like, it's a new game, and it's fucking, like, oh, I can't be that. Like, it should be, at the very least, like, entertaining for a little bit. Just, like, played it for a couple hours. I'm just, I don't know if I can deal with this. And I think, like, the developer, all that they make is kind of variations of this type of game of like, where you're just fucking, like, on the radio, like, some kind of dispatcher. They have, like, police dispatcher or something like that. So, again, you'd figure, like, oh, they'd have, like, some kind of voice technology down, but not the case. So, I mean, I tried to go with the flow, the sweet, succulent napalm flow, but... Yeah, the first mission is just like fucking, you know, just telling you, move you guys to this location, then like get them to like the evac point. It's like, all right, done. You know what I mean? Then, you know, just fucking again, Alpha Squad, move here. Okay. Bravo Squad, move here. Okay. Move to the evac point. All right. And that's like the mission. It's like, all right, simple tutorial type thing. Then they start adding in like all these allied squads that you can't like order. Like you can't tell them where to go. And their markers will just like pop up mid mission on the map. So, you know, it's like, all right, you're controlling Alpha, you know, Alpha and Bravo squad, you're moving them and like trying to pay attention. Then it's fucking like, oh, you know, Charlie squad popped up. And like, there'll be like a marker that pops up, you know, 20 minutes into this shit. Like, fucking, oh, Charlie squad, they're here now, I guess. And like, you can't control them. They're just like there and just like confusing, having like more shit going on. You know, first I had like the second mission, like first I had to send in a chopper to airlift these injured soldiers out of the shit, and it takes like 3 steps too many to like even do anything. So you gotta like do these commands where it's you know, go to location, you know, go to this location, all right, touchdown, evacuate injured soldiers, take off, return to base. You know, it's like all these fucking steps you gotta do. Just fucking, all right, helicopter, just go here, pick them up, and obviously you want them to fucking return to base or whatever. But you know, what's in the game might be like authentic. You know, that might be like the real radio commands that you would be giving over, like over the fucking, you know, if you were like an actual radio commander, maybe. But you know, it's like the soldiers in the game, they have like no AI at all. Like they won't do anything unless you tell them to. But you know, it's like, oh, you know, drop, go to this location, like evacuate the injured soldiers, and it's like, oh, I can't land here. And it's like, oh, because I need you to move like a foot to the east. Like you couldn't see like a clearing over there a little bit. Like again, he's looking at this fucking map. That's not, he can't even like zoom in like that much or whatever. It was just fucking, it is telling them like these locations and pointing them, giving them like GPS directions, like, you know, latitude and longitude. It's like, oh, you got to move like 1 degree over. It's like, dude, you couldn't fucking see. It's like a clearing. And there's fucking like soldiers in a field or whatever where you could land. So why would you fucking land? Why wouldn't you land there? Like have like some autonomy, you know what I mean? Like do something that's not, don't just like sit there and get shot. If I don't tell you to fucking move or whatever, you know, I'm not supposed to be like God. I'm not supposed to be playing like the puppet master to these, the soulless Jew born soldiers. I'm just a lowly radio commander trying to figure out if, all my little tokens are placed in the correct spot on the map. Like that's really what I should be doing, is fucking just like giving like guidance. It's not like fucking, you know, I'm not a fucking, it's not like general commander radio/general. Because, you know, if you move like the wrong token on the map to represent something else, you know, if you move like, tell Alpha to move when you grab these tokens that look identical, except like you hover over them, they say like Alpha or Bravo or whatever. And it's like, oh, if you move the wrong one, and then it's like, now it's just like confusing as shit, trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. Like towards the end of the second mission, I'm trying to bring my chopper back to get people, and there are these like gun emplacements on the map. And I'm trying to like hold them while I'm falling back. And then it's fucking like, all right, I'm trying to do that. Move my fucking people out. And then again, mid mission, it's like, oh, this mortar squad's there now. They just pop up. and somehow, like, I'm in control of telling them where to fire, and everything's like a five-step process. And amidst all of that, I tell one of the squads to, like, leave the gun emplacement by accident and just fucking, you know, whatever, like, oh, Alpha Squad, move, and it should have been, like, Bravo or something like that, that were supposed to be the ones, like, backing off. And it's like, oh, are you sure that's a good idea, over? And it's like, no, no, I'm not, no, it's not. But they fucking just march right into fucking Charlie's yellow claws anyway. And it's fucking, you know, it's like, oh, I'm trying to get under. It's like, oh, Alpha Squad, move back to the fucking gun emplacement. Oh, negative, can't move under any enemy fire or whatever. So it's like, great. Well, I guess I just fucking lost Vietnam because, you know, I was looking at the wrong fucking token or whatever. That's the true untold story of that war. And nothing says good morning, Vietnam, or Merry Christmas like pornography. And nothing says you deserve coal in your stocking like banning it. So, yeah, I'm pretty much done with Gab. Not that anybody fucking cares. That's kind of the point. It's just fucking just like a ghost town over there, pretty much. But I was trying to make it work and, like, go with the flow. But, you know, but if you, yeah, if you are one of the random people who maybe stumbled upon that and listened to an episode from me, because I post there like every week. I'm just fucking like, oh, here's the fucking, you know, new podcast out, here's this fucking, here's the topics, and that's about it. Yeah, you know, I'm just like not wasting my time doing that anymore. And it has to do with porn more than anything to do with fucking nobody being there. Well, the decline of activity there, the fucking low quality gaming posts that were on there, you know, it was either people like me were just like posting their shit on there, just like, you know, watch my fucking live stream, listen to my podcast, or, you know, go to my website over and over. It's like the same people every week. Or it was like these low quality memes. It was, you know, it was like, hey, here's me buying the new Pokemon game. There's a picture of like SpongeBob SquarePants with a big head or something. And it's fucking okay. That's a meme, I guess. And, you know, that would get fucking 20 likes. People like, I know that stuff. And then as somebody would like write like this well written blog about, like the development history of Castlevania Bloodlines, and fucking nobody cares. I don't know, dude. Like, I don't, it's not a meme. I don't understand that. nobody gives a shit. But, you know, a picture of that guy that's like touching his face, like he's whatever the fuck, shaving or something, and fucking like, oh, dude, I know that from places. And like, yeah, it's just like that's the shit that would get like fucking like reposts and likes and shit. But any other kind of content that's actually useful is fucking nobody gives a shit. So, you know, the boomers aside, you know, fucking, you know, you get like these post tubes, people just like, I haven't played it. It's like, you know, the gaming group, whatever, gaming, you know, Gab Gaming, and fucking people just like, oh, I haven't played a game since Pac-Man. Anybody remember Pac-Man? Yep. Or, you know, fucking, oh, post like, oh, dude, Atari's putting out this console that only plays cartridges. Isn't that great? Isn't that a great idea? Nope. You know, for whatever reason, like, I'm not the most fucking in touch person in the world, believe it or not, but, you know, there's been like this debating about the morality of like porn. Don't know why, don't know really where that started, where it came from, but over the past couple of weeks, you know, multiple fucking podcasts and news sites, et cetera, you know, all that shit, it's like shit that I am exposed to. Just, you know, I've listened to or read, and there's like this anti-porn sentiment or whatever, you know, just people talking about, you know, yeah, no, porn is bad, and blah, 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 people shouldn't be looking at porn, and there's fucking guys that I listen to where, like, politically and, like, taste-wise, I'm, like, 90% on board with them. And then they go into, like, religious shit, and it's fucking, it's like, all right, dude, just, you know, believe what you want to believe, you know, if you want to talk about the fucking historical influence fucking religions have had on society or whatever, the good, the bad, whatever the fuck you want to do. That's of interest, as long as you, you know, come down on the side of, like, you know, other people believe or don't believe differently, like, who fucking cares? Go for it, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, fine. But then, like, you know, a fundamental atheist is just as bad as a fundamental Christian and all that shit. But But yeah, a lot of those people tend to fucking hold this like antiquated, almost like religious view of like jerking off. You know, it goes from like, you know, it starts off, you know, oh, try not fucking jerking it for a while, and you know, you'll have more energy and more motivation to like go out and get laid, or you know, you'll just have more energy in general to do stuff when you're not fucking whatever. Or at the very least, like when you do rub one out, it'll feel better if you just wait a while. It's like, okay, well, whatever, I suppose, but you know, it's like, yeah, that kind of makes sense. Then it goes from like that to like, hey, you know, stop jerking off completely. And, you know, that's the cause of like all your problems. You're just sitting around jerking off too much. And it's like, yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, like, then like recently it's just become like, you know, porn is evil and all porn stars are victims of sex trafficking and exploitation. And, you know, if you watch porn, you're adding to it. And you're a fucking degenerate who's, you know, you're pretty much paying prostitutes and all this shit. And so, you know, whoa, yeah, slow down there, Grandpa. You know, as somebody who was looking for a prostitute online just the other day, I can tell you we're talking about two different fucking ball games here, you know what I mean? I'm not fucking, I'm not worried about that the porn star I'm watching is actually a cop is going to arrest me or whatever. If it, you know what I mean? I don't think the porn stars are undercover cops. It's not really a concern when I go to fucking like Pornhub or something. And, you know, I don't think Pornhub is a fucking sting operation, first of all. You know, and I think like in these people's heads, like, do you think people are watching like full length, like hour and a half long XXX movies, you know, these fucking big productions where like, you know, with the stories where a pizza delivery boy shows up and like, do these people think like Debbie Does Dallas and that shit is like fucking like what people are watching now, or Behind the Green Door or whatever? So the higher budget porn these days, like what it's got going for is it like looks nice, but nobody really gets off on that anymore. Like that's not really like a destination of like, oh, I want the fucking, you know, who's like the hottest porn star. And you know what I mean? I don't think that's what people are really looking at. You know, the best shit is the videos that are shot on like cell phones where the girl isn't like pretending, like the girl's not like acting, like she's not, you know, she's just fucking, she's like really getting off. And you know, you watch these fucking produced videos of people fucking, and like half the time I'm just fucking saying, I'm just like, dude, shut the fuck up. Like, I can't even like fucking listen to this with the sound on. He's just fucking like annoying. She's just like constantly screaming and fucking yelling and shit and fucking just over the top fake. And it's just like, I don't know about this. You know, the half of the porn stars have fake titties too. And fucking like, seeing like fake tits on like HD cameras, it's like, whoa, those aren't good. like those aren't good. You can see like scars and shit, and it's fucking just like so bad looking. That's a no-no right there. That's another like kind of like antiquated, like fake tits are kind of not a thing anymore. So you know, it's like they still don't get it. You know, it's like they don't get that, like, you know, females like to have sex too, and some of them get off on fucking on camera. Most of them probably aren't getting paid, you know, just fucking like, oh, I'm gonna set my phone so it's like pointing at my pussy and fucking like slam myself because that's what I was gonna do anyway. And you know, it makes it better for them when like people are watching, but you know, that's like a thing. Same way you can't go to a show, you go to like a fucking like concert or a show without like a handful of girls showing their tits to everybody because they like to do that. You know, I was at fucking Ozfest where, you know, a chick showed us her pussy for a piece of fucking watermelon, you know what I mean? And she wasn't black either, so go figure that one out. Anyway, I don't even know exactly like what happened with like Gab, like what really the debate was there. All I know is that there was like a group, like a not safe for work, like whatever, just like a porn group, which was generally pretty like tame stuff, like Playboy and like Penthouse style, you know, naked girls are showing their boobs and their butts, you know what I mean? And fucking the actual penetration was kind of rare. You know, interracial, bisexual, cuckold, ass eating gangbangs, like that was even rarer. And that was actually like a nice change of pace from like going down like the rabbit three hole of like looking for like, you know, dirtier and like more specific and like degenerate shit, which you usually do when you're just fucking like searching for fucking porn. It's like, oh, let's go one up. I tried to like one up that and one up that. And then like going back to like, oh, here's like a girl in a bra. Like here's a girl in lingerie. It's like, oh yeah. Okay. This is also nice to look at. So you know, it's just like a reset button, like fucking like, oh, these are just fucking pictures of like, pretty naked girls. like normal people probably consider this pornography. Like there's not even a fucking Hershey Kiss sized globlet of fucking scat anywhere to be seen here. And I'd like scroll through that at work. Like, so it's just like, ah, oh, it's something to look at. Like whatever. It's like, oh, you know, again, it's like, ah, oh, pretty girls. Like, you know, it's like good looking girls, their boobs. Cool. So I have to imagine that Gab was like under some kind of pressure for hosting porn images. And someone somewhere probably posted pictures of child porn or something like that. And then like took screenshots and like, oh, look, you know, Gab is a site for fucking white supremacists and fucking pedophiles. And yeah, that's kind of like the laziest tactic. And, you know, Andrew Torba thought like, you know, looking at that and like fucking, it's like, oh, well, I don't like porn and conservatives don't like porn. And easiest solution is just ban porn and it's fucking, you know, it's whatever, you know, it's his site. He can do whatever he wants. But, yeah, you know, I thought the entire point of Gab was like, oh, it's the free speech alternative to Twitter. And, you know, I don't give a shit about Twitter or fucking social media, but, from like a philosophical standpoint, you want to show that fucking, if it's like almost the same type of product or the same type of service, but only less regulations and moderating of the internet's the way to go. Like, this is what people are going to want. Obviously, it's going to create fucking better content or whatever. And if you want to do like that, just like from that standpoint, it's like, oh yeah, sure, I'm all for it. Again, I'll fucking throw in, I'll post my shit to Gab every week, whatever, to do that. And you're going to get people like pushing the limits, obviously, when you say like, oh, it's the free speech platform, whatever. People are going to, you have to expect that people are going to push that limit of what free speech means. And fucking, there's going to be shit posters uploading decapitation photos and saying like, you know, I'm a Nazi and Jews. And, you've got to think people will learn to like ignore that, or they'll become educated about the Jew problem. You know, they did kill baby Jesus after all. But you know, over the course of how long was that? Like 3 years being on Gab, the free speech ideal has been just chipped away bit by bit. You know, it's fucking, it's went from like, oh, you know, everybody's going to have a voice, not going to ban people. And, you know, except for, you know, eventually it's just like fucking, if it's not, pretty much go by the American, you know, we're an American company, we're just going to go by American fucking laws. If nobody breaks any of those laws on here, they're not going to get banned. Like, nothing's going to get deleted. And then, you know, everybody's welcome here. Well, except for that guy, because obviously we have to ban fucking Andrew Anglin, because he's bringing too much heat on us. And fucking, it's like, okay, well, maybe, but maybe, you know, thinking like, all right, well, ban him. Yeah, if you're going to do that, like, if you have to do that for now, like, you'll find a way later to fucking, like, bring him back or something, just because he didn't technically break any of your rules or whatever. And then, like, fucking, you know, it's like, oh, you know, we get sued over some junk media hit piece, so now, like, this whole group's got to get, like, this group or whatever has to be removed because there's too much shit going on, there's too much heat on this. And then, you know, it's fucking, like, you know, you're not going to be able to win every battle, I get it, but, you know, it's like, fucking, it's like, oh, these fucking lolly fucking pictures are making us look bad, these have to go, these fucking, like, cartoons of girl, whatever, transvestite girls, whatever the fuck it is, like, having sex, it's like, oh, they look like they're underage, even though they're just fucking cartoons, but, technically, but, I mean, like, fucking, like, oh, we can't have that, so that's banned, and that now it's just fucking, oh, no porn, period, on the site, like, nothing, no nudity, no nothing, and so, now it's just like, so what does this fucking platform have to offer exactly? I mean, Twitter is porn. I can go on there and see fucking, you know, Lauren Phillips fill herself up. I mean, there might be, like, technological reasons, like Twitter's fucking, know, this is meant for mature audiences, little pop-up filter thing that you have to click through before you look at some of that stuff. Maybe how that's like legally sufficient and whatever Gab had isn't. They couldn't figure out how to make it like so that they're not going to get in trouble for showing fucking nudity or porn or whatever. But if that was the case, like what, they just like gave up on it? If like, oh, it's too much work to figure this out. So I don't know. It's literally just fucking, I don't like porn. You know what I mean? So you can't have fucking free speech and no porn, as the saying goes. So anyway, that's one less thing you have to do with this podcast. Post it there. So that's a good thing. So fucking, you know, Merry Christmas to me.
Little Lep, where have you been?
Naughty, naughty.
Hey, that's right. Oh, the naughty you. Keeping me from my rounds. I'm late as it is. Now stay put. Don't go anywhere till I get back. Understand me?
Nice.
Nothing says Christmas like a lengthy discussion about porn, as my grandmother used to say. And mechs. So, Mech Warrior 5, Mercenaries, to be precise. So we've delved into the Mech Warrior or BattleTech universe on a number of occasions. Mech Assault on Xbox, BattleTech, the turn-based XCOM-like game on PC. That game was great. I fucking love that game. But yeah, Mech Warrior 5 Mercenaries. I think this is the first time I played a proper Mech Warrior game, despite this apparently being the fifth one of the series. It's very similar. I mean, there was a time when fucking there were quite a few mech games out there. Like, well, fucking, I remember playing like Battle Corps on like fucking Sega CD and all this shit. Someone like Genesis and fucking shit like that would just be like, first person mech game. You just go around. They're pretty generic, almost like a, I don't know, they consider them like Mech Warrior clones, like fucking Doom clones. There were quite a few of them back then. But so yeah, a lot of the elements of Mech Warrior 5 are familiar, like the mechs, for instance, like the names and the loadouts. Yeah, it's all from the same licensed source material, so it's consistent between those other real fucking BattleTech games that I played and my 100-plus hours of playing BattleTech on PC. That accounts for something. The big difference is, whereas in BattleTech, it was like you were like playing like a board game battle sim. You're just moving turn-based, moving them around. You can control each one of them and all that shit. In Mech Warrior, it's all about piloting like an actual mech in first-person cockpit view by default. You can do like third-person, but you don't want to, you just kind of want to be in the first-person cockpit for like the precise aiming and all that. It's skill-based. I mean, you have to manually precisely aim all of your weapons and keep in mind like cover, like, you know, where rocks are and buildings that you can kind of duck behind to fucking stop missiles from fucking getting you. And the main hurdle of it is really just getting the feel of like stomping around and like this fucking 80 ton walking tank and how to control that. Yeah, because it doesn't exactly just play like, it's not like you're just playing like a first person shooter, like a normal, like you would consider that, like on foot, just like running around and fucking, you know, using the mouse and fucking like shooting and all this shit. It's more of a cross between, it's a little bit of that, obviously. You are using the fucking mouse to aim, but it's like a cross between that and also like a flight simulator. Your torso and your legs move independently, so. After all this time playing like Call of Duty and Halo and just like, you know, using the mouse to quick turns, you know, you're fucking, where the mouse aims is where your fucking whole body turns. This is a fucking different beast. You know what I mean? We're fucking A and D turns your legs. Like that's how you turn. And again, just your legs, but your fucking torso is moving separately. And then like, you know, W and S would be like forward and back, but it's more of like a throttle, you know. It takes a bit of time between like when you press, you can hold W and you see like the throttles up and then you'll be moving forward. But it's like, it just depends on like what speed you have the throttle set at. So, you know, you're using the mouse to look, but, you know, you can be walking, like, get, like, you're walking in a different direction as you're doing that, and you'll leave, like, a certain radius that you can fucking, like, turn. If you want your legs to, like, align, like, if you want to, like, it's like, all right, I want to be walking the same way that I'm facing, you have to hold X. And yeah, it's a little odd, but it kind of like makes sense. We're just like aligning your fucking body and shit. And it does take a while to get used to. And even after like dozens of hours in the cockpit, like it's still fucking really hard to like effectively like strafe like you would in like a shooter. Just fucking like, you know, you're moving like D and, you know, you whatever, A or D, and you're just kind of like moving the mouse in the same direction as you're fucking like moving. And that's like something you can like consistently get used to. And this one is like, well, you're going at different speeds and it fucking takes a while to turn. It takes a while for the fucking, you're holding F. It takes a while for the legs to fucking like get out under the same way you're going. you know, you're aiming, but your legs aren't coming with you. You have to remember to use like the A and D like separately as you're fucking like going. What, you know, depending on like where you're fucking aligned, you have to like use like you're turning like just the right amount to do it. So that takes a little bit. Still, it's a learning process, and also like battle tech. Before you get down into the action, there's like a galaxy spanning campaign map you have to deal with. There's a story where, you know, you begin the first mission is just like a very like tailored, like specific one that acts as like training. And at the end of it, whatever your host is that you were a part of gets attacked. I think it's almost identical. I think the same shit happened in BattleTech too. It's like almost the same fucking story. You know, then like you want to build up your, you know, now that your house is destroyed, you want to build up like a mercenary group and get their reputation and their collection of mechs and pilots up. So, you know, you're equipped to get revenge on whoever the fuck it was who fucking attacked your house. I don't know, I've forgotten who that is, like who the fucking the villains are in this fucking game, because it's been like so long since like any significant story development happened. And it's not particularly well told either. It's just fucking, you know, it's so sparse. And, you know, you have your dropship that's like your base that is several mech bays that you can walk around in between missions. And at first, when you start, you know, you first see that, you're like, oh, this is fucking cool. You know, it's a great way for the game to get across like the scale of the mechs. You know, you have all your fucking mechs in there. You're looking up at them. There's catwalks you can move on, and you can get up close to them and look at them. And you have a mechanic in there and that you can talk to, and some sort of whatever leader, tactical commander, broad that you can fucking go up to. And she kind of like, well, like the important shit, like story based shit, she'll talk to you about. But you do, I mean, you talk to them like fairly frequently at first, you know, and it's fucking, you know, you're running from the command center to the floor of the hangar, and it's fucking, here's like an exposition dump, take on a mission. And then, you know, it's like, hey, there's another, not the next step, more plot, you know what I mean? That's going on. But it doesn't take long before your mission goal they give you, like your campaign goal, is simply just fucking, it'll just tell you, improve the rep of your mercenary company. Which means you just have to play missions until you get enough fucking reputation built up to go to the next one, which will take a while. You know, it's an open world to an extent. I mean, you can travel to any part of the fucking map whenever you want. The thing is that it costs more money the further you travel, and as you move outward from like the center where you start, the missions get more difficult, so you have to wait until you have like the cash and like the right kind of mechs, like the more expensive mechs, obviously, which will be better. Like you need those to fucking do the more difficult missions. If you want to have like any kind of chance, like you can just fucking go out and just waste your entire, like everything you built up, you can just fucking just blow it just by fucking traveling too far. So you have to like wait till you have like a cushion before you can fucking like move out. And you know, here's a familiar gripe of mine, which is the macro, like the campaign part of the campaign, where you're worrying about maintaining a profit and balancing, having, you want like a good variety of mechs with the cost of like storing them and repairing them, like the higher value of the mechs that you have like at the ready, like the more you pay each month or each quarter or whatever the fuck they want to, every like 90 days or something like that, you have to pay for like the upkeep. So again, you just need like more of a, even more of a cushion, like the more, more of a fucking, the better mechs you have fucking stored, it's fucking, they're going to cost more. The better the pilots get trained, the more they're going to cost. So you just have to like keep up with all that shit. And then, you want to like move out on the map and take more challenging missions. But then that means you got to be taking more attrition to your mechs and possibly losing a mech, you know, a fucking like higher level expensive mech, or like an expensive weapon, or a pilot will die that you've been, you know, you've trained up to as high as he can go. So yeah, I mean, that shit just gives me anxiety. You know, it's entirely possible to play the game for hours and just achieve nothing, or even you can taking several steps backward from one fucking mission that got fucked up, you know, negative progression. You can just blow like a 40-hour campaign because of one bad decision, which wasn't even like a foreseeable mistake on your part. Just fucking like some shit happened and now I'm just fucking set back. Like I just fucking lost money. Like I just fucking lost like all of my progress. So yeah, the way you make money, you take contracts from a dozen or so different factions in the game. And you'll get more negotiation points as you do more missions for each faction. Like you build up like a faction specific rep, and it's fucking, oh, you did more missions, so now they'll trust you more, and you'll have more of a you can negotiate them for more money for the missions that you're doing. But you'll be fighting against, like, when you do that, when you accept the mission for one faction, it's usually you're battling against like another one. So you'll be losing rep with them, that you'll lower your standard with the other faction that you're fighting against. And you need those negotiation points to raise the dollar payout for the contract or get more salvage after the battle is over. So let's give you a list of all like the different parts that are salvaged from the battlefield you can take. And each weapon or mech part has a salvage value depending on how much it's worth. And, you can even take like an entire like mech frames or whatever, but that's usually that'll be like the majority of what you're taking because they cost a lot of those fucking salvage points. But then you can like sell, you can take those mechs, even if you don't want them, you can like sell them for like millions of dollars later on. So it's usually worth it to do that. So, you know, if you're in an area of the map where there's a war going on, which is most of them, like almost every fucking area, there's going to be a war. Like that's the contracts you're taking are for, you know, these different battles or whatever, or to like strike, you know, raids to take out like fucking whatever ammunition dumps or like warehouses or just like attack like civilian fucking like, you know, settlements and all that shit. That's where you gotta pick up your contracts by doing that because you're a fucking mercenary. That's kind of the point. So depending on like which house is in control of that area, it's going to cost more to do any repairs to your mechs while you're there. And you know, you're always going to need to do repairs on them. So it depending on what standing you are and like what region or whatever, you know, it could cost like 30% more than it normally would. And you know, it's like, oh, you only fucking did some damage to your armor, so you need to repair that. And so it's going to be like a few thousand dollar penalty for like the 30% markup or whatever. It's like, okay, so that's not too bad. Like that's fine. Or you could be in a spot where everything is like 300 times more expensive and you have to replace like these rare fucking heavy weapons. It's like, oh, it's going to cost you like $1 million fucking dollars extra because of this fucking 300% fucking penalty, you know? In which case you're better off leaving that area and traveling to like an industrial zone, which is like neutral with all the factions. So it doesn't matter what your standing is. It's, you know, when you're in like the industrial zone, it is what it is. It's like a base fucking rate. So every planet that you pass by to get there costs like 50,000 credits. And then you have to keep in mind that it's like, all right, so it's, you know, I got to jump three times. It's going to cost me 150 credits to get here. But if I want to get back to where I was before, it's going to cost like another 150. So there's like 300,000 credits. And it's like, all right, well, what's my penalty? Is it going to be more or less than traveling, or should I just fucking stay here and fucking do what I got to do? There's a lot of math involved, which is definitely not my strong suit, but it is kind of easy to read once you know like what you're looking at. Really, like the additional money that you'd be spending because of being in the war zone is in red. So you know it's like a separate line where it's just fucking red, you know, penalty or whatever, and it's like the red amount. So you can kind of look at that and then fucking keep that in mind for each mech and just kind of mental fucking tally of like how much that's going to cost. And then go to the star map and see how far away the nearest industrial zone is and how much that trip's going to cost and, you know, balance out. Is it going to be fucking more or less than just staying here and doing this with the fucking penalty? Which one's going to be worth it? So I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with the idea of that layer of like complexity, that like the business sim aspect of it. But it's really like overcomplicated, like how you have to do it. I mean, it's a fucking video game. You know what I mean? They could have like done like the simple math for you of being like fucking like, well, here's like, you know, it's like, hey, this is going to be the penalty for these repairs. The nearest fucking industrial zone's over here. And here's what it would cost to travel, and here's what it would cost to repair it here. And just like give you the math right there instead of you having to fucking like do it and back out and go to each mech that's fucking damaged and like tally up yourself. It's like it could be like a calculator. Like, can they not do like a calculator? Is that going to be too much for them to fucking, too much computing power to calculate fucking that math themselves? You know, just kind of like move things along so you're not in these fucking menus and staring at menus and staring at fucking numbers and, you know, calculating the fucking cost yourself of, like, making the jump. It's like, this could have been, like, this is unnecessary with a fucking video game like this. It's kind of like when I attempt to play, like, Madden or something, where it's like, I sure wish I could just control the players on the field and play fucking football and try to get the hang of this here sports game, you know what I mean? Like, if I could just do that, it'd be all right. But then, like, 95% of it is in, it's like, oh, but first you have to do, like, these contract negotiations, and, like, depending on how you do there, it's going to depend, like, this, you know, your team composition and your strength and your weakness, and you're fucking, like, doing all this shit, like, off-field before you even get onto the field. or, you know, or, like, fucking, like, Total War, where it's, like, you know, if you rush through your city development and your fucking your resources and all that, and you don't pay attention to that shit, and then like before long, you know, this Total War, this the fucking incomprehensible spreadsheet skill trees and fucking resource management and that shit, and like that'll just like cascade into your like your the actual battles, where it's like, oh, now your armies are like fucking outclassed and under-equipped for the fucking battles you're fighting. You're just going to lose eventually anyway. So maybe I'm a fucking dumb idiot retard, but I'm interested in just fucking piloting the mechs and blowing shit up and just going on to the next mission. I know you want like something with more substance than that. Like I get it. Otherwise it would just be fucking like Mech Assault, where it's these fucking like predetermined missions and fucking just, you know, pick a mech and go and fucking stomp around and that's it. You know, they want there to be more to it, but there are fucking, you know, little like player convenience things that I would imagine wouldn't be all that difficult to implement. Like, you know, if you're playing a mission and the cost of the damages that you're taking exceeds the payout that you're going to make by the end of it, how about just like have like a pop-up come on screen saying so of like fucking like, hey, you know, fucking you're in the red now, you're in the red from fucking taking damage, like do you want to keep playing or just back out or what, rather than fucking like letting the whole thing play out and then like at the end of like I fucking just lost money doing that, you know. You know, at that point you lost the battle for all intents and purposes. You're just fucking like wasting your time and your fucking, you know, and the money you fucking like saved up, and just fucking like, cool, I built all this shit up and now it's just gone, and I'm back to fucking doing the same shit all over again. So I mean that's like the worst feeling, where you have like these epic missions where you're, you know, using lasers to disable the weapons that are fucking like tearing your mechs apart. There's like one, like, you know, mech that's fucking like a wave like one or two classes above you, and he's just like fucking your shit up with like a fucking like auto cannon. It's like, oh dude, I fucking just, you know, I focused on that and I actually got it out and now I have a chance, and you're fucking like battling fucking trying to take it out and like finish the mission. You know, your squad's fucking sparking and smoking and you're limping around on one leg, and you know finally get a kill shot on like the assassination target you were going for, and you know, you're hobbling to the extraction point with, you know, there's fucking like rockets and auto cannon fire is whizzing by your head. One of your squad mates fucking dies at the last second, but it's like, dude, I did all that shit, but I fucking like finished the mission, dude. That was like ridiculous. You know, it's like this incredible war story. You know, it's like the edge of your seat, fucking white knuckle battle that you technically like you won. You finished the mission, like you finished your objective, like that was your contracts done and all that shit, but you know, you won the battle, but you lost the war. Like that, you run into that a lot, where it just fucking deflates the whole thing. You know, And what it comes down to, because, you know, you're playing a video game, is it's like fucking, it's like, oh, I went through all that shit and I fucking ended up fucking like ultimately losing the shit. So I just have to reload a save, I guess. And that's what you're going to do. You know, if you want to like get anywhere, you have to be like a piece of shit fucking save scummer. You know, it's like, you know, you're in the middle of a mission. You take like one shot to your shoulder from a tank, and that's, you know, the like a fucking turret that's like a mile away just like shoots you that you couldn't even fucking see. And it's like, oh, there's ammo explosion detected, and it's fucking like cool. You just fucking destroyed like an MP laser that was on a mech that cost you 5 million credits to buy, and the only reason that it cost that much is because of the fucking MP laser that was like super advanced for its type. You're not even going to be able to find another one of those fucking weapons for like anywhere near where you are. Like, you have to fucking go like way out to like the higher level regions or whatever to find like this, anything close to like the weapon that you had on that mech. That's going to cost you like 500,000 credits to get out there, and then like 1 million to buy it, and then like 1 million to get back to the fucking places where that mech's useful with that weapon. So it's like, oh, cool. Now you're broke and you just spent like an hour to get back to square one, or you could just fucking reload and do it instantly. Like, why wouldn't you do that? It's just like the same shit. You know, it just fucking doesn't waste all your fucking time, you know, or like, you know, you'll restart missions over and over trying to get better results, and you usually don't. I mean, some of the shit that's in there just seems like straight up beginner's traps. Like a lot of the assassination missions that you'll take where you have to kill like a certain, you know, a marked mech or two or three or whatever, like these certain mechs that you have to take out, and that's like the entire mission. But they'll drop you off at the start of it, and there'll be like these, they'll give you three waypoints, and you know, they'll tell you, you know, your target's at one of these three locations. So it's like, all right, so you head out and you just go to the waypoints, and it might be in the first one that you try, and you just fucking say, oh, there he is. You fucking like snipe him, and you long range missile him for in like 30 seconds. You take him out, and then you fucking go to the extraction point and leave, and it's fucking, ah, cool, that was it, and you get your fucking payout, and that's done. Or more likely, you fucking like go to the first fucking nav point, and there's just like a gauntlet of tanks and turrets that are pelting you, and then like an enemy lance of fucking mechs drops in, and you fucking fight them, and you're taking all this fucking like heavy damage, and it's like, oh, not at the first one, and go to the second one, and then like even all the way to the next one, there's fucking more tanks and helicopters and turrets that are fucking you up, and then like another drop ship of fucking enemy mechs drops down right on top of you, and then by the time you reach the last one, the assassination target even shows up on your fucking radar, so you've taken more damage than the fucking payout's gonna be. So it's like, well, like, what the fuck? You know, just reload, restart the mission, I guess, and go to that one. Like, why? Like, I don't understand, like, why this other shit's even here. It's just fucking, again, just kind of like wasting time and taking damage that you don't have to. So yeah, Mech Warrior 5 is fucking hard. It's not hard and like a get better at piloting and like learn the maps and the missions and all, learn your mechs better and do, you know, all that shit. Like, it's not like that type of way. It's brutally unfair at some points, and like just towards you, like towards the player. It's like unfair to the player at times. Certain missions, you just poke your head up over a hill. It's like nothing. You poke your head up over a fucking hill, and then there's, you know, your fucking HUD lights up with all this, completely filled with all these fucking red boxes of turrets and tanks and shit and long range fucking missile carriers that you can't, you know, you can't even fucking like target them yet. And then it's like, oh, missile incoming, like out of nowhere. It's like, what the fuck, dude? And it's like, oh, you're getting hit from fucking every angle all of a sudden. And you know, they all start fucking firing at you, and then like even when that happens, like, oh, this, you know, it's like, oh, there's a problem, maybe I'll back up. And then like, oh, then a fucking drop ship will spawn like almost right on top of you, and it's, you know what I mean, like right behind you. So it's like, I can't even back up now, because now as I'm fighting these fucking mechs that just dropped, and even if I beat them, all those, you know, all those fucking tanks and shit, they're just fucking beeline right at you. So like, I'm just gonna get caught in the middle no matter what. And yeah, the ships that unload the enemies in the game, it's not like they even give you like a warning that they're coming in. Like, I know, you know, BattleTech had something similar, but you'd see like a red square, a red area, like a danger thing. It's like fucking like, oh, in three turns, there's going to be fucking a drop ship here. There's going to drop a bunch of mechs or whatever. Like, it would give you time to see that and like react. Like, okay, I know where it's going. So, or in this, you can just like see, you know, just give me like a warning and you can look up and can see it, like something like that. You don't have the fucking time to like retreat if you want to avoid them. It's just fucking like bang, you know, there's fucking like four mechs behind you now, and your weapons won't even have to like, won't even have time to like cool down between like what you're firing at. And you know, it's like fucking like, oh, I get this one fucking lance, I'm fucking fighting, and it's like, all right, I finally cut him down, and the last one I fucking killed, and it's like all my weapons are overheated, and then like bang, oh, there's more of them now, this fucking war is dropping in right there. You know, there's the fucking two quick draws in your fucking face, and you're, you know, there's still fucking like turrets and shit. And, you know, if there was a way to lower the difficulty of the game, I definitely would have done that by now, but there's not, there's no fucking option to make anything easier. That in a way I can appreciate that, where they're saying like, you know, this is the way our game is. This is fucking just flat out, this is the game, figure it out. But, you know, it's not fucking like Dark Souls. It's not some like precisely balanced, you know, trial and error until you get it type of thing. Yeah, it's sandboxy, and they give you a million different options for everything, and you know, that's a million different ways you can make what should be like an easy mission. You can make that just like flat out impossible depending on what you do, like what mechs you bring, what the fuck, you know, what weapons are on those mechs or whatever. It's just like, it could be easy, it could be fucking in and out, no problem, or it could just almost literally just be fucking impossible for what you have at the moment. They give you like a difficulty number when you accept the mission, like when you're taking a contract, it's like a difficulty whatever, 26 and it's green, difficulty 50 and it's fucking yellow or whatever. But like, you know, they also give you this like a tonnage, like a drop limit, like a tonnage limit, which is, you know, the total tonnage of the fucking mechs that you can take in with you for the mission. Which they do to like balance everything out, so it's not like you can't take. Like, I get that they don't want you taking like these top tier whatever 100-ton mechs and take four of them into like this fucking mission, you know, difficulty 5 mission, which is meant for like fucking, you know, four like whatever 20-ton mechs, like four light mechs you're taking in these fucking like the biggest mechs in the game. It's like, oh, they want to balance it out, so they give you these fucking tonnage limits or whatever. But it's just like so strict and specific. So it's, you know, let's say, you know, it's like, hey, here's like a 200-ton drop limit, and you saved up for like dozens of hours to afford like this 180-ton mech, which is like fucking, oh, it's like, oh, I got to like the edge of like it started to get really difficult for me like around this part, and it's getting like, you know, it's hard, I can't really move on, I don't have all the mechs that I need, so I'll just buy this one really good one to take. But you buy like 280-ton mechs or whatever, and those are like whatever. It's like, oh, I'll take these on every mission. Like, these are like my flagship, top of the line fucking mechs that I have right now. This is like pretty much what I built up the entire campaign towards, is to fucking afford these for now. You bring those two into like a 200 drop limit, and guess what? It's like now you only have like 40 tons to play with on this mission. So it's like, well, you could bring like one 40-ton mech, and then it's like, you know, the max you can take, maximum mechs or pilots you can take on a mission is 4. I was like, well, now because of these heavier ones, I can only bring 3. If I take like this little, you know, this smaller one, that's just going to get torn apart like immediately. He's just fucking, you know, the two big ones will be able to take a bunch of damage, but this one's a couple fucking shots, it's just going to fucking explode. So, and that's fucking like that 40-ton mech is just going to be like toast. And then there have been fucking like plenty of times where I'll match the tonnage limit completely, like exactly. I'm just fucking like, oh, I can't take my biggest ones, but I'll fucking take my second, you know, two of my second biggest ones, and I'll fucking mix and match or whatever and try to get it so it's just right. Like, I'll just hit, you know, I'll hit like 200 out of a 200 fucking limit. It's like, it should be like balanced perfectly. And then I'll play the mission, just fail fucking miserably, like I just get fucking torn apart, reload, fucking, well, I can't, it must be me, because I, you know, I fucking, everything's all matched up to what the difficulty should be, play the mission again, fucking same shit, lose again, reload. Like it's not even fucking like close. And yeah, some of the missions just seem literally impossible. So you just like waste an hour figuring that out. Just like, you know, reloading just to eventually just like, dude, I just can't do this. Like no matter what it is, it's just fucking immediately just getting torn up. Like there's nothing I can fucking do. You waste a few hundred thousand credits like flying around now trying to find like missions that you can complete. Maybe I just suck at games, you know, what a fraud I am. Maybe I need like a full immersive VR gyroscoped mech cockpit contraption I can strap myself into with fucking 12 monitors, to have a shot at the game. I don't know, whatever. That's on my Amazon Christmas wish list. So hint, hint, you can email that to me at podcast@gruntfreepress.com. Go to www.gruntfreepress.com to check out the Santa Tracker app that I hand-coded so you can keep track of where Santa Claus is, like when he's going to be at your house. I'm absolute deicide, soldier, commander, mech warrior, complete and utter failure. We'll get him next year, sport.
She got on the left, man. Now I'm on it all. She got on the left.